Booker, Trump's language is being used by white supremacists to justify their bigotry. By Pam Key on July 21, 2019. Sunday on CBS's Face the Nation, 2020 presidential hopeful Senator Cory Booker, DNJ, said President Donald Trump's language is being used by white supremacists to justify their bigotry and hatred. Partial transcript as follows. Margaret Brennan, we turn now to the 2020 presidential campaign. And New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, he joins us this morning from Los Angeles. Good morning to you. Booker, good morning, thank you for having me on. Brennan, Senator, you compared President Trump to George Wallace, the segregationist Democrat from Alabama. You said the president's own words were a disgusting display of racism and bigotry. Are you accusing the president of being a racist? Booker, I'm accusing him of being worse than that. He is somebody that is using race like a weapon to divide our country against itself. He's been using it since before he became president as a way to accelerate his gaining of political power. And the language he uses is actually language tired old tropes that have been used by demagogues all throughout our country's history. From the know-nothings who were fighting against Irish and German immigrants. Literally using some of the same language, to some of the same tactics that George Wallace was using for his own political power. Literally calling his opponents communist and the like. This president is yet another sad chapter. But what we have done all the time as Americans, black and white, from different backgrounds, we've always joined together and beaten those demagogues, hate mongers and fear mongers, and I think that's where Donald Trump will be relegated. This election is not a referendum only on him. It's really a referendum on who we're going to be and who we're going to be to each other, and I believe, have deep faith in this country's ability to come together and reject this type of politics. This isn't a partisan issue. Brennan, but to that point, do you think there is any merit to the argument that Democrats need to police their own ranks? That some of these progressive Democrats in the House have been reckless with some of their language? Brennan, but, the president has described this strategy though as forcing Democrats like yourself to essentially embrace people on the more liberal side of the party who have said things that he has characterized as anti-Israel, sometimes anti-Semitic. Is this a strategy that is actually effective for the president because it's forcing Democrats like you to defend people you may or may not agree with? Booker, look, I will defend anybody Republican or Democrat who is attacked because of their color of their skin, because of their religion, because of their ethnicity. That's just who I am. I don't give a damn about the politics of it. Racism is racism. And to say nothing in the face of it is to be complicit in that kind of language. So I don't care about politics. I care about my nation. This is not who we are. We are a place that has always. I am literally sitting here as a United States Senator because Republicans and Democrats stood up in the 1960s and fought for my family's housing rights and my equal rights. This is the greatness of our country. It's not what he is evidencing right now. And we have a moral obligation. Brennan, but this. Booker, forget politics or political advantage too. Brennan, but the politics. Booker, to reject it. Brennan, of race are also playing out in the Democratic debate stage. Certainly you and Senator Harris have been critical of Joe Biden, the frontrunner, for his past record when it comes to racial issues. So this also seems to be a fault line that can be useful politically for Democrats as well. Do you think that needs to change? Is that the strategy for this next debate? Are you going to get more aggressive on that front? Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.